Today, I'm going to talk about how powerful video is for your business, how it can take it to the next level on social media, and all without using fancy equipment. Let's go! Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time is, whenever the time is that you are listening to us or to me, and wherever you are listening from, maybe you're on your way to work. It's Monday morning, Marketing Mondays with Jay Marino. It's Monday morning right now, so good morning. All right, so let's get to it, right? A lot of people take video for granted, okay? I see a lot of posts, a lot of people posting on social media with just images. Nothing wrong with images, okay? But I'm going to give you an analogy that my mentor gave me is photos. I'm going to distort it a little bit, okay? He used it for something else. I'm going to use it for this because it makes total sense. When you use photos, and I'll give you statistics later. When you use photos to post for your business and to make your business known in social media, it's like digging a tunnel with a shovel. It works, but you have to work a lot with it, you know? With video, it's like using an excavator, a big machine that will make the job a lot easier and a lot faster, okay? Let me tell you a quick story on how I think people take video for granted. Not many people know this. I used to be a wedding cinematographer. Yes, there is a difference between cinematographer and videographer. One time, a DJ asked me, oh, so what's the difference? One's just more expensive, right? It's like vase and vase. One is just more expensive. No, it's a huge difference, but that's a different story, okay? I'm not even going to get into that. I used to be a wedding videographer, and it'll make sense, okay? We're going to talk about business, but let me tell you something real quick. I would love when I would get emails that started off like this. Hi, Jesus. We are so-and-so, and we're getting married in such-and-such date. So far, so good, right? Next line. We love your videos. I think you do amazing work. Absolutely gorgeous. All right. So far, so good. Here's the best part. We have some leftovers in our budget, and now we are considering video. Leftovers? Considering? You have some money left over, and now you're considering the most powerful tool, the most engaging tool that's going to capture every aspect and essence of your wedding. Don't get me wrong. I was a wedding photographer also, and I'm a professional photographer today. So this is nothing against photos. Absolutely not. Photos and videos, I think, should go together when it comes to weddings, right? And really quickly, photos, there are some things that videos can do that photos cannot. And vice versa, a lot of things that video can do that photos can do that photos cannot. However, when it comes to the more engaging thing, I think it's video that takes it hands down. Because in 20, 30 years from now, you're still going to hear your grandpa's voice during that speech, where he gave you some amazing advice. You can't do that with photos, right? You're still going to see movement, dancing, like the first dance you had with your dad, or your first dance you had with your mom, or the first dance you have as a couple. You're not going to see that with photos. You're not going to see the movement. You're not going to see the hug. You're not going to see the tears rolling down. It's going to be a still image. But it's not going to be a motion picture. There's not going to be sound. See, it's very limited. Okay? So, really quickly, if you're thinking about getting married or you're planning your wedding, please put video as your priority. Please put video as your priority. You have no idea how many people I've come across that said, you know, parents or uncles or aunts or grandparents that said, I wish I had video for my wedding or of my wedding. Okay. Again, I have my handy dandy iPad here because I don't want to miss anything. So, okay, this is great. You're a wedding videographer, or you were a wedding videographer. You have these experiences with weddings, and video is powerful. We get it. But what does that mean to business, right? How does this apply to business? It's basically the same thing. Video is very powerful. Very, very, very powerful. And I'm about to share some statistics and some quotes here that I got from the Triton Commerce and from 3E Public Relations. Okay, got to give credit. So where credit is due, I did my research and I found a couple things that to me, and especially these things, because what we do here at J. Marino Studios is we do video marketing strategies, okay? And we use social media, we use reels, and we use the power of video in order to connect your audience to you and convert them into leads and then clients, right? So here we go. Without any further ado, Triton Commerce says, a well-executed video can capture customers' attention, educate them about your company and products or services, and inspire them to take action all in one social media post. Let me read that again. Let me read that again, because this has a lot to do with what we teach in our course too. Free courses, by the way. I'll get to that later. A well-executed video, and these three aspects we're going to break down, okay, at the end of the video, so stick around. A well-executed video can capture your customers' attention, educate them about your company's products or services, and inspire them to take action, all in one social media post. This has proven to be very effective when it comes to leads and conversions. 3E Public Relations says, users retain 95% of a message watched on video. 95% of a message watched on video, as opposed to where they only retain 10% read from a still image, making it an obvious choice for those looking to captivate their target audience. I can go on and on, giving you lots of different statistics, different percentages, different examples, but I gave you two very powerful examples, which I will use later down the line, specifically the first one about the attention, education, and taking action to generate leads and conversions at the end of this video, okay? In the last video, if you didn't watch it, go ahead and watch it, because it talks about the fear, you know, of actually doing your videos and how to overcome certain fears, right, to help you out. And in it, we talked about how millionaires use videos, use reels, use social media in order to attract more audience, in order to educate people about their products, their services, their seminars, their courses, anything you can think of. Okay. Millionaires. And we talked about how time and money are two of the most important things that they value, especially time, right? Go ahead and listen to it if you haven't. But another thing that I got to mention, and this goes with this video, is that millionaires don't spend money. They invest it. And why do they invest it? Because that investment will turn into more profit. Okay? What they expect to get out of any investment is what, I'm sure you've heard this term, ROI, return on investment. They want a return on their money, right? So they don't just spend money just to spend, right? We talked about, we gave an example about Alex Hormozi. Alex Hormozi spends $70,000 on a team to post 180 posts per day. Most of that is video. Most of it is video. Okay? So, I'm not saying you need to spend $70,000. But what I'm saying is, if Alex Ramosi is investing, is because he's probably seeing a big return on that investment. A huge return, because he keeps doing it month after month after month, as well as all these other millionaires. They don't just spend to spend, I mean invest to invest. They used a strategy. They're very strategic about their money. Okay? And what are they doing with all of this? They are building their brand. And trust me, once you build your brand, it is much easier to sell your services or products. Because now you have built a trusted brand. Okay. But you're probably wondering, okay, that's millionaires. I'm not a millionaire yet. I haven't reached that level yet. I would like to get to that level, but I don't have $70,000 to spend on a team of social media, video team. No, but you don't need to, right? You don't need to have $70,000. You don't need to have $50,000. Maybe you have $10,000. Maybe you have $8,000. Maybe you have $6,000. Maybe you have $3,000. Or maybe you have time. You don't need to have thousands and thousands of dollars right now if you're getting started, or if you're at a point where you're like, you know what, I need to take my business to the next level and I understand that social media, videos, or reels is the way to go. You don't need to have all this money and fancy equipment. I'm going to break this down to you, okay? Remember how we talked about Triton Commerce, talking about the well-executed video? We're going to break that down like I promised you. We're going to do this right now. Triton Commerce, we're going to do this sentence by sentence, okay? And I'm going to explain to you how you can do it for free. For free, without having to spend a dime. Now, this is if you have the time to do it, okay? If you don't have the time to do it, then use this information and maybe hire somebody to help you out. You know, again, you don't need to have $50,000 to $70,000 to do it, but there are ways. The point is that video is super powerful, extremely powerful, and it'll take you to that next level fast and for sure. Okay, here we go. Triton Commerce says a well-executed video can capture your customer's attention. Attention. How do you capture their attention? Well, you have to post to begin with, right? Now, we know that if you post a photo, it'll capture 10% of your audience's attention, as opposed to video, which will capture 95%. So what is the better choice of video? Post 30 reels per month. 30 seconds each, by the way. I'm not telling you to go out and do a 5-minute video, a 10-minute video, a 30-minute video. No. Nobody has time for that. Neither do you or your audience. Especially if you're just starting. There's no time for that. Okay? Keep it simple, but make it powerful. Make it precise. So, post 30-second videos per month. If you don't have that kind of time, post 3 times per week or 2 times per week. But the key is this. Be consistent. Be consistent with your posting. Just look at it this way. You go to the gym 5 times a week. You go to the gym 3 times a week. You go to the gym 2 times a week. Which one will give you the most results, or the better results, or the faster results, if you want to look at it that way? Same thing with anything, but consistency, consistency, consistency is key in everything, okay? Educate them about your company and products or services. Educate them. This is a chance to explain what you do and how you can serve your clients or target audience. So in those videos, you're going to tell them, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is what we can solve for you. Because essentially, you're solving people's problems. That's why you're in business, right? Because you're helping people out, right? You're solving their issues. Hey, I have a problem with this. Or you target a pain point And that's where you go after and you solve that. You heal that pain point. That's what you're trying to do. So that's what you have to educate them on every single video, right? Now, again, don't overwhelm yourself by thinking, oh, I got to come up with all these little things. No, just talk about your business. Again, last video, we talked about that you put yourself in front of a camera or in front of a mirror and ask yourself as if you were the client, right? Ask yourself, what do I do? How do I do it? How can I make this easier for clients? Do it. Okay. Then it talks about after you educate them, you can inspire them to take action. How do you inspire them to take action? That's what we call a call to action at the end of your reels. Okay. Hey, if you like what you heard or if you want to find out more, send me a DM or send me a comment and I'll give you more information. Or I'll take you to the landing page, or I'll take you to a page or an area where you can book an appointment with me, or you can see a free course, or you can buy my course, whatever it is. Have your client or your audience go and take action the way you want them to go, right? But again, after you have provided them with valuable content, okay? You provide them with valuable content, valuable information. Now they trust you and they're like, okay, let me see what this person is all about. Let me see what this business is all about. Let me see what this course and this class is all about. Boom. Call to action. Okay. So all your reels need to start with a hook, which is either a question or a bold statement, right? An explanation or an answer to that question and a call to action. Hey, shoot me a DM with the word explanation. Hey, send me a comment with the word explanation, for example, right? And I'll send you more information. Constantly. Consistency, okay? And at the end, it says, this has proven to be very effective when it comes to leads and conversion. So the more you post, the more information your client gets, the more value you give them, the more they are likely to purchase from you. Okay? The more hands you shake, the more sales you make. You're networking. It's social media. It's the social network. You're networking. You're not selling people on anything. You're just, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. I got some free courses for you. I got some free information for you. That's all you're doing. Now, when the client is interested, that's why you have the call to action at the end of your videos. Once you have that call to action, if the client is interested, then they'll go after that video, that call to action, and they'll land wherever you want them to go because now they are interested. But don't use social media to spam people. Oh my God. I was on LinkedIn and I started, you know, adding people. People were like requesting to connect with me and I started adding them. I kid you not, 4 different people from the same company, I'm not going to say what company it is, messaged me with the same message. Hey, Jesus, how are you? Are you open to new opportunities and this and that? Which is fine. I'm not capping on that. What I'm saying is that if you're going to somebody direct, I mean, LinkedIn is for business. I understand that. But if you're on Facebook, don't go to people and start selling them. Dude, we want to network here. And then I'm saying here because you're probably watching this on Facebook. My reels anyway, right? Facebook, Instagram. But people don't want to do business with businesses. They want to do people with people. But in order for them to do business with you, they have to trust you first. They have to know who you are. Hey, what are you about? Oh, you do this? Guess what? I was looking for that. Can we chat? And your chat, your conversation is going to be more of a friendly conversation more than a sales conversation. Now, if they want to get serious and they're like, okay, Jesus, I know you can do reels. I know you can write scripts. I know you can do funnels. You can create my landing page. You have the whole shebang. Look, I'm looking for somebody to take care of that. Can we meet? Absolutely. Here's my calendar link. Go ahead and book an appointment with me. We'll go from there. That's a different story. That's a different story. But when you're on social media, yeah, showcase yourself. Showcase your reels. Showcase what you can do and have the client ask you. Trust me that you will find somebody that needs your courses or they need your services or they need your products. But again, and I think I'm going to repeat this in every single video, if people don't know who you are, if people don't know about your business, you simply don't exist. It's that simple. And social media, my friends, social media is free. You don't have to pay for this. That's what I'm saying. You don't need the fancy equipment. You don't need to spend $70,000 a month to do it. Not now anyways, but if you get to that point, you are, wow, you're just, I want to be like you if you're at that point right now. You know, I sure as heck want to get there. Why not? Why not? But I wouldn't have to pay $70,000 to a media team because I am the media team. Yeah, I have my team, of course, you know, my editors, my appointment setters. I have all that. But anyways, that's a different story. Okay, let's stick to the subject. Social media is free, so maybe you're starting from zero. Maybe you have no reels. Or maybe you have 100,000 followers, 200,000 followers. And you post once in a while. Maybe you post more photos than videos. And hey, that's okay. I'm not capping on photos. I'm not saying don't do photos. No. If you want to do photos, do photos. What I'm saying is that video will take you there 85% faster and with more attention retention. Because videos are just more engaging. It's proven. Let's do an example that most of us will understand. Super Bowl 2024 was held here in Las Vegas. Okay, 15 minutes away from my house. Okay, Allegiant Stadium. Do you know how much? And we all know that the commercials, right? The spot, the TV spot, the 30-second spot. I left it at $1 million in order to have or purchase a 30-second spot at halftime. I left it at $1 million, and that was probably 20 years ago. Do you know how much it was this year? It was $7 million for a 30-second spot. That's just a spot. Now you have to produce the video. That includes writers, pre-production, casting if you're going to use actors, or if you're going to use animations. Now you got to look for somebody that does effects or animated videos. But let's just stick with actors and locations and props and whatever, right? So now you got to find the actors, you got to find the props. Let's say it's a car commercial. Now you got to find the car, you got to find the family, you got to find the location. Hey, let's rent this house for a couple days so we can shoot. Now you have to, that's just in front of the camera. Behind the camera, cameraman, lighting equipment, audio person, gaffer, assistant, production assistant, directors, assistant to the director. And I haven't even mentioned everybody. After that, post-production, editor, audio enhancer, the color corrector now you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars for a 30-second commercial on top of the $7 million. Now you answer me this question. Why? Why would they spend so much money on a 30-second spot plus the production of the commercial? Why? Because they know how engaging they are, because they know how powerful these commercials are, and they know that people will be watching. And it's the same thing with social media. But guess what? With social media, you don't have to spend $7 million for a spot. You don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on production. You have your phone. You have a camera. You can hold your phone up record something for 30 seconds. I don't know. If you're a chiropractor, me, for example. Did you know that you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on video? Let me show you why. Because video is engaging. Because you have the power of the world, or you have the world at your hands. I'm just making this up. I'm sorry. You have the world in your hands with your phone. If you just press record and start talking about your business, you have a reel. Now all you gotta do is post it. All right? Hey, make sure you like this video, comment on this video, DM me the word video, and I'll show you how you can have a full-on studio for less than $365. See you then. I did a hook, which was a question. I did the explanation, and I told them, hey, you want to know how you can have your own studio? This studio is actually less than $365. The lighting, the microphone, not the camera, but the lighting and the microphone, it's not thousands of dollars. $365. What did it take me? It took me literally 30 seconds. Now guess what? Now I go to Instagram, connect it to your Facebook. Boop, 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 boop. It's done. A couple of hashtags. Video marketing. Las Vegas video marketer. Caption. Use a title, a cool title. You have your video. 30 seconds right there. I just did it for you. Yeah, Jesus, but you've been doing this for years. Yes. But don't think that I was, you know, I had writer's block. I had creativity block when I first started too. It's okay. But I kept going. And I kept going and I kept going. And now, I kid you not, my videos have been seen in other non-English speaking countries. I get comments on YouTube. I get comments on Instagram, Facebook. I get comments on TikTok. And TikTok is not just a dancing platform, by the way. There's a huge demographic depending on your entrepreneurship journey. Don't disregard TikTok. Don't disregard TikTok. Okay? So, now you know how to basically kind of sort of write your script. I'm going to be doing another podcast on how you can write the script, and we're going to dive deeper into that. But now you know that video is very powerful. Now you know why video is very powerful, how much more a video can do over a photo or over just a post, right? Now you know that social media is free, so you don't have to spend. I mean, if you want to grow organically, right? Yeah, it's free. If you want to spend ads, of course, then you get into another level. But I'm trying to help you out here to do things for free, to do things basic. Now you know how to grab people's attention, you know, by creating awareness, educate them on your services and your products, and then have them go to you. Have a call to action on your reels, okay? Post consistently. Again, if you can do 5 times a week, perfect. If you can do 3 times a week, perfect. If you can do 2 times a week, perfect. But post consistently. And you know what? Again, nothing against photos, okay? If you want to mix and match, if you want to do video, photo, go for it. Go for it. But be consistent. Make sure you're always in front of your audience, okay? So, now you know that. Now you know that social media is free. And now you know that, well, although your phone may not be free because you're paying for the service, you grab your phone, you do a video, you're done. And that is that, my friends. Hey, if you made it this far, which is basically the end, make sure you like, subscribe, and follow. If you're listening on the podcast, follow the podcast. Every Monday is Marketing Monday. So every Monday morning, you will get a video that talks on how you can do this on your own without needing to spend $70,000 on a video team, okay? Will you have to invest some money into social media video marketing? Eventually. But until you get to that point, I hope all these videos and all these audios can help you out and give you an insight on how you can start producing, you can start posting, and you can start creating awareness. Because remember, once again, if nobody knows who you are, if nobody knows that your video is, if nobody knows that your business is open, you simply don't exist. That's the harsh reality. We'll see you next Monday. Thank you.